What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the First Team All-Pro Podcast. This is episode 57 with your host, LT Nasty. We got a lot to talk about in this episode. We're going to be talking about MLB free agency, all things MLB free agency, including the chaos that ensued during the winter meeting. So we'll be getting into that in a little bit. But I am addressing my brain fart moment that I had last episode during episode 56. And that was when I was talking about the Tampa Bay Lightning's cap situation. I was going through the players that were going to be unrestricted free agents and restricted free agents. And I said one of the players' names backwards. I said Colton Ross. It's Ross Colton. So that was a major brain fart moment right there. Wanted to clear that up. I said his name backwards because when I was going through all their all the players, I was reading it off when I was going through all their potential, you know, free agents and restricted free agents and unrestricted free agents in the next couple of years. They have the players' names listed from last name to first name. So, and I just messed that one up. That was a little bit of a brain fart moment. Probably my biggest brain fart moment while doing this podcast. So I wanted to clear that confusion up. So if anyone listened to that episode, listened to that section, that was about probably at the 11 minute and 32 second mark, I believe, somewhere around there. It's Ross Colton, not Colton Ross. So if you listen to that, just know it's not Colton Ross. It's Ross Colton. That was one of the players I was talking about who was going to be either a UFA or an RFA. So, just to clear that out, now that that's cleared, now that that's addressed, my brain fart moment from last episode was addressed, let's get right into it. Let's talk all things baseball, because winter meetings have been chaotic. MLB free agency has been chaotic. Let's get right into it. Let's start with John Heyman. This man tweeted out early that apparently, if anyone was paying attention to his Twitter, if any of you were paying attention to Twitter during that time, this was when Aaron Judge was deciding whether or not he was going to sign with either the New York Yankees or the San Francisco Giants. He was going to either re-sign with the Yankees or he was going to sign with the San Francisco Giants. And John Heyman said, he botched this up multiple times. First, he said Aaron Judge, which, dude, like, what are you doing? And then the other tweet he said, correct me if I'm wrong. He said, like, the Giants have not heard, I don't remember the full tweet, but I'm pretty sure this is what, like, along the lines of what he said. The Giants have not heard from Aaron Judge. I jumped the gun on that one. My apologies or something like that. I'm trying to find it. It's deleted now. Where is it? Let me try to find it. I know, and this is the thing. This was like 2 or 3 days ago. Which obviously, if you're listening to this now, then you know Aaron Judge re-signed with the Yankees. 9-year, $360 million contract extension. So we'll get into that in a little bit, but let's find this tweet, because again, it's deleted. Both tweets were deleted. Let's see. I'm trying to find it. Ah, here we go. Here it is. Here's the other tweet. Giants say they have not heard on Aaron Judge. My apologies for jumping the gun. And that tweet, when that tweet was put out, that sent all of baseball Twitter, especially San Francisco, especially, you know, San Francisco Giants Twitter and New York Yankees Twitter, it's ablaze. Like, it was chaotic. Not only that, just baseball Twitter in general was set ablaze because of that tweet. And everyone, and I quite literally mean everyone that was paying attention to that situation, they went right after him. I mean, they trolled him for that tweet, and it's still happening now. And it's interesting because I found this, I was able to find this tweet after it was deleted on Sports Illustrated. I almost said Sports Center, but no, Sports. I found this, I just found this back on Sports Illustrated, and everyone was quote tweeting it. I mean, it was absurd. It's a bad look. It's a really bad look. When you jump the gun on quite possibly the biggest free agent, and you mess up like that, that's a really bad look. All right. That is a really bad look. But anyway, that was something I wanted to also talk about off the rip. And I'm not going to lie. When I first saw his first tweet about, you know, Aaron Judge going to the Giants, as a Yankee fan, my heart dropped because I thought that was it. I thought, like, oh, we're screwed. I'm about to be in a shitty mood all day. And then that other tweet comes out, and I was pissed. I still really am pissed off about that second tweet that followed it. And oh my Lord, because I thought it was over. I thought Judge signed with San Francisco. I thought that was it. And then everything changed after Heyman said he jumped the gun. So yeah, John Heyman, without a doubt, that was a yikes moment. That was a yikes moment. But that being said, let's get right into free agency. Let's keep talking about it. Now that I've talked about John Heyman's mess up, that was one of the tweet mess up. Let's continue talking about the players. You know, re-signing with their teams or signing with other teams. So, like I said, Aaron Judge, I already talked about it. 9-year, $360 million deal. As a Yankee fan, I couldn't be happier because if they didn't re-sign him, and I'm telling you, and I think every other Yankee fan can agree with me, if they didn't re-sign him, we'd all be calling for Brian Cashman to get fired right then and there on the spot because. And this is after he signed, and this is after Brian Cashman signed a 4-year extension to be the Yankees GM. So yeah, and that's the interesting part about this, because when Cashman, anyone that saw my Instagram reel, then you know my exact feelings. Then you know how upset I was when Brian Cashman was extended. So I was already in a bad mood. And then seeing those tweets by Heyman, seeing that first tweet about Heyman, seeing that first tweet by Heyman about Aaron Judge going to the Giants, which ended up not being true. But still, when I first saw that tweet, that made my mood even worse. I mean, if I wasn't already pissed off by Cashman re-signing for 4 more years, it was seeing the tweet with the possibility of Judge no longer being a Yankee. That further worsened my mood. But thankfully, Heyman's tweets weren't true. And he's back with the, and Aaron Judge is back with the Yankees. So my mood, it has gotten so much better over the last couple of days, because now I don't have to worry about whether or not Judge is coming back. He's locked down. So he's locked down for 9 more years. So basically the end of his career. Other Yankee news for a minute. Jameson Taillon, he will not be back in pinstripes. He signed a 4-year, $68 million deal with the Chicago Cubs. I'm gonna miss Taillon on the Yankees. Although there were, you know, certain points in time over that tenure where he didn't really pitch particularly well. I think he was still a very reliable starting pitcher. And yeah, I mean, all I could say is best of luck to Taillon, because he got that contract. He got it. He got that bag. 4-year, $68 million deal. And that's not the only move that the Cubs made. They also got Cody Bellinger, who signed a 1-year, $17.5 million deal. So it's interesting to see what the Cubs have been up to over the course of the last week or two. But free agency continues to be chaotic because I found this out at like 12:30. I believe it was the 7th. I believe when it was December 7th or December 8th. I think it was December 7th, though. Actually, I believe it was 12:30 December 8th. When I saw it was, I believe it was 12:30 December 8th, either December 8th or December 7th, one of those days, when I found out that Xander Bogaerts signed with the San Diego Padres. And oh boy, I went all over Twitter. Specifically, I went to look to see what was happening, what the buzz was about. At Red Sox Twitter, I was scrolling through the pages. You know, I was scrolling to see the reactions, and oh boy, it was Red Sox fans did not take it well, and I don't blame them at all. He was one of the faces of that team for a long time, and correct me if I'm wrong, but he was also the last player from that 2013 World Series winning team, which I'm going to be honest, I didn't know he was a part of that. I had no idea he was a part of that 2013 World Series winning team. I had no idea. But yeah, Red Sox fans were not taking that news too well. And it was evident if you went all over Twitter, if you went all over MLB's Twitter, Instagram, MLB on Fox's Twitter and Instagram, or even if you just looked at the comments under the Red Sox most recent social media post. It was safe to say Red Sox fans are going through it right now. And the contract is, I'm going to be honest with you, it's a little steep. Actually, no, it's definitely steep. It's a little too steep. 11-year, $280 million deal with the Padres. I mean, he's 30 years old. That contract is going to end when he's 41. And I'm going to be honest with you, I don't see him playing that full contract. I just don't see that happening. I think he's going to play maybe to like 38, 39. I just don't see him playing that, going through the full 11 years in San Diego. I just don't see it happening. But either way, yeah. And that was, like I said, I found this out at like 12:30 at night. And I saw it. Here, you know what the funny part about it is? The first tweet I saw about this was from John Heyman. I was like, all right, this is probably false. There's no way. And then I saw the other tweets come out about it. And then I saw Jeff Passan tweet about it. I was like, oh, okay then. So this actually is real. This is actually going down. And man, it just shows how chaotic MLB free agency and the winter meetings have been. But yeah, Xander Bogaerts, 11-year, $218 million deal. And like I said, he was the last remaining player from that 2013 World Series winning Red Sox team, which, like I said, I didn't know. But yeah, the two-time World Series champ, like I said, he won in 2013 and, of course, in 2018. And now he's taking his talents to San Diego. It's going to be interesting. It really... And San Diego is now fully locked and loaded. They're going to have Tatis Jr. coming back when his suspension's done. They already, you know, of course, they have Manny Machado. That team is just going to look ridiculous next year or next season. Let's see. That team is just... Now they got Soto, they got Juan Soto, Tatis Jr., Machado, obviously Trent Grisham, and now Xander Bogaerts. I mean, that team is going to be ridiculous. And I'm going to, in all honesty, if the Padres do not make a deep run in the playoffs next year, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I won't know what to tell you, Padres fans, if that team does not make a deep run or make a World Series run. But, yeah. Anyway, a couple other big signings. Last night, actually, the Mets re-signed Brandon Nimmo to an 8-year, $162 million deal. And they also signed David Robertson to a 1-year, $10 million deal. So Steve Cohen is... he's not afraid to spend that money whatsoever. So the Mets, and this is after they, of course, this is after they lost Jake DeGrom to the Texas Rangers, which I'll get into that contract in a minute. But before we get continue, one last thing about the Xander Bogaerts signing with the Padres. That is a massive blow for the Red Sox, because he was one of the faces of that team, one of the faces of the organization for almost a decade, basically, for basically like the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years. So yeah, that is a massive blow. For the Red Sox and their fans, and by that signing, I'm gonna be honest with you. There's just no way with that signing going down. It makes me think that Rafi Devers is probably not coming back after his contract's up. And honestly, that would not surprise me. It would not surprise me if Rafi Devers signed elsewhere after his contract's done in Boston, because, I mean, look at how that organization did Mookie Betts. I mean, they traded him away for next to nothing, pretty much. This is another thing. I kept seeing tweets all around that Xander Bogaerts and the Red Sox were picking up momentum on a contract. Clearly, that was a lie, and I think a lot of Red Sox fans have also pointed out that that was a lie, but yeah, not a, that is just another, that's another mess up on the Red Sox organization, not bringing back a fan favorite, but yeah, with that being said, yeah. With, like I said, with Bogarts going to San Diego, Red Sox fans, I'm going to say this once. Enjoy Rafi Devers while you still have him on your team. Because without Bogarts there, I honestly don't see a world where Rafi Devers re-signs with the Red Sox after his contract's up. So enjoy having him around while you still can. Anyway, more contracts. The Mets also signed Jose Quintana. This is a 2-year, $26 million deal. So the Mets, like I said, Steve Cohen's been making moves to try to fill out the holes that Jake DeGrom and Taijuan Walker left. And like I said, 2-year, $26 million deal. And then the Phillies, talk about two teams getting petty. The Mets, and it seems like the Mets are signing Phillies pitchers, and the Phillies are signing the Mets pitchers. I mean, because look, the Mets signed David Robertson, and now the Phillies also signed Taijuan Walker, who was on the Mets last season. And he signed Taijuan Walker to a 4-year, $72 million deal. I mean, sheesh. So all the while, the Atlanta Braves have sat back and done nothing. And correct me if I'm wrong, but Dansby Swanson, and I know he's not a pitcher, but Dansby Swanson, who was the most notable free agent for the Braves, he's still a free agent. As far as I know, no contracts have been offered to him yet. I could be wrong, though. But I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with you, Braves fans. If you let Dansby Swanson walk, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. And I'm also going to say this. If you let Dansby Swanson walk, I'd cling on to that World Series title for as long as possible, because you might not be seeing another World Series for a while if Swanson ends up leaving. Anyway, that's what I got to say on that situation. What else? The Giants, San Francisco Giants, they signed Mitch Haniger, 3-year, $43.5 million deal. I already went through the Cody Bellinger contract, so I won't do that. The Rangers signed Andrew Heaney, 2-year, $25 million deal, plus incentives. The Guardians signed Josh Bell to a 2-year, $33 million deal. And what else? This was one of the first deals to come out from free agency. One of the first contracts. Zach Eflin agreed to a 3-year, $40 million deal with the Rays. So that's been interesting. That was interesting to see. So the Phillies losing. While the Phillies are, losing some notable pitchers, they're also gaining some notable pitchers. Like I said, they signed Taijuan Walker. I think they signed a few other guys in the pitching department. I could be wrong. Let's see. Actually, no. I think the only pitcher the Phillies signed so far is Taijuan Walker, which, and it's interesting because they lost. They've now lost both Eflin and David Robertson. They still got Aaron Nola and company. So, it'll be interesting to see what happens with the Phillies. And oh man, I'm forgetting one of the other massive contracts. Before I eventually cut this episode off, Trey Turner. Where did I see that? Where did they post it? Oh my God. Where is it? Yeah, here it is. Trey Turner, 11-year, $300 million deal. I mean, it just seems to me that all these 11-year deals are just way too much to handle. I mean, they're just getting thrown around like candy at this point. But the Phillies, like I said, for some of the players they've lost, they've been signing some big names. And Trey Turner is probably the biggest name they signed, because now Trey Turner is reunited with Bryce Harper. I mean, the Phillies lineup is going to be locked and loaded for a while. I mean, like I said, they got Kyle Schwarber, Gene Segura, Trey Turner, Bryce Harper. I mean, Rhys Hoskins potentially. I don't know if Rhys Hoskins is a free agent, but I could be, like I said, I could be wrong about that. Let's see, because I think one of the sources posted the potential lineup for the Phillies. Here we are. Talking Baseball posted it a while ago when Trey Turner signed with the Phillies. Potential or projected starting lineup. Kyle Schwarber, Trey Turner, JT Realmuto, Bryce Harper, Rhys Hoskins, Nick Castellanos, Alec Baum, Bryson Stott, and Brandon Marsh. That is a stacked lineup from top to bottom. And, I mean, you are basically, if you're a starting pitcher and you have to face the Phillies, you're going to have to face Schwarber, Turner, Realmuto, and Harper all in a row potentially. That is nightmare fuel for an opposing pitcher. Nightmare fuel. Imagine, you know, you're a rookie pitcher in the National League, or like National League East, and you have to see, and the first batter you face from the Phillies is Kyle Schwarber, and then you face Trey Turner, and then you face Realmuto, and then you face Bryce Harper. I would not want to be on the mound in that situation. Anyway, yeah, 11-year, $300 million contract. And let's hop back over to the NL East. Let's keep it in the NL East for a minute. The Mets also signed they also signed Justin Verlander. I mean, and he was and that's the thing. Verlander was the AL Comeback Player of the Year, and he won the Cy Young Award, the AL Cy Young Award. So, interesting. I mean, I didn't see that coming. Not whatsoever. I thought Verlander was going to take like a 2-year deal with the Astros and just retire with Houston. But like I said, Steve Cohen's been spending the money. He's been trying to build this team and build the Mets back up. So gotta give him credit. He's really putting in the effort with the Mets. But yeah, that was probably honestly the most shocking free agent signing, because I didn't expect Verlander to be signing with the Mets. But guess what? That's what's happening. So, and what else? Again, and this is probably one last contract. And before I continue, I am just not talking about I'm not talking about any international signings right now, because as far as I'm concerned, I think there's only been one international signing, and that was from so far, at least in this free agency window, and I believe that was from done by the Boston Red Sox. So, and I'll probably talk about that in the next episode. Anyway, the Jake DeGrom contract. 5-year, $185 million deal with the Rangers. That is probably the most egregious contract yet. I'm considering he's had injury problems. And that's where I'm going to leave it off. That being said, I'll probably do a part 2 to this at some point. I've been your host, LT Nasty. See you all in episode 58. Peace.